So what's going to happen now is that the National Commissioning Board will oversee commissioning. The idea is that they will control and streamline specialised commissioning functions. So even specialised commissioning will not have the flexibility it had before. It will be much more formulaic in the way it has to work, and therefore less able to negotiate about what's going to be in there. Some elements of that specialised commissioning that's in the maybe areas may well drop out completely, and we need to think carefully about how we might do with that. We talk about this white paper as if it's in the future. Unfortunately, for many of you all know, it's happening at the moment. And in the West Midlands, we've lost half our PCT personnel already. And that's a huge wad of expertise and knowledge about what's actually going on. If you do the sums, the NHS has actually made its saving just on loss of personnel at this level. That knowledge base is incredibly important. It also extends into the fact that our trusts that we work in do not have that level of support. They're on their own. Now, if you think of your own management within your own trust, it may well be very experienced at dealing with internal structures and how it works, but it has very little knowledge about what's actually going on there in the broader community of delivering commissioning. And you have to ask yourself whether they need that support and understanding to be able to function in the future, particularly if they're going to be up against a KPMG type of approach. Already within the trust, they're looking at trying to make 4% savings across their deliveries already, so they're looking in detail at a department level about whether they should have two CNSs or one, and can one do the same job as two, and so on. At the moment, we've had a year of complete stagnation in decision-making, and our big problem at the moment is who's going to take the responsibility for what happens when it all goes wrong. Nobody seems to know who's actually in charge anymore. And this is the feeling you get right through the whole system at the moment. There are a number of issues, and of course in the House of Lords we're talking a lot about who's accountable for what.